Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Pfeiffer, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. We're live on the air and online right now, so if there's an issue you'd like to discuss or a Bible question we can answer, we invite your call now. The number is 844-322-2742. That's 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, everybody. Now here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. I've been reading through the New Testament of late, and especially the Gospels, and came across this passage in Matthew chapter 9 and felt it very important to share with our listeners. And Jesus has been going through the different cities around the Sea of Galilee, doing all sorts of miracles, you know, healing people and, you know, causing quite the stir as far as all the things that he was doing. But at the end of chapter 9, we see these words: seeing the people, he felt compassion for them because they were distressed and dispirited like sheep without a shepherd. There was a lot of confusion back in those days, back with the people. They didn't quite understand how things were supposed to be, and they were trying to figure it out. And, you know, there were teachers telling them this thing, and then there were another set of teachers telling them another thing. And they were totally confused. There was so much mixed messaging going on back in those days that when Jesus looked at the crowd, he saw that they were distressed and dispirited like sheep without a shepherd. And in response to that, he said this to his disciples: the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Therefore, beseech the Lord of the harvest to send out workers into his harvest. There is an answer that can cut through the confusion, the distress, the dispirit that so many people are experiencing today. And in this world that we live in, guys, and we see it every day on the headline news, boy, just darkness surrounds us ever more. Confusion increases. People feel disconnected. They feel disenchanted. They feel disillusioned. That's what we're seeing in this world. And yet we as believers in Christ have the answer. We have the message that can cut through all of that and help people get connected, help people get anchored, help people become really settled in their faith, knowing beyond a shadow of a doubt that God loves them. And so Jesus says, let's pray that the Lord can send out workers into this harvest. And I think it's time for us to recognize the mission that God has called each and every one of us to break through that confusion and bring truth to weary souls. And that's why this Christmas season is so vitally important, because the very first Christmas was when the good news of Jesus was revealed to mankind, when God became flesh and dwelt among us and brought the hope that mankind was so desperately looking for when light entered this world of darkness. That's the story that we can give to people, and that's the story that can cut through the confusion, that can make people be anchored to a shepherd who is truly the overseer of their souls. And that's why this ministry, Basic Gospel, I think, is positioned the way it is right now, to be a voice into this world of darkness, into this sea of confusion, bringing light and truth to weary souls.
Absolutely. Well, it's Basic Gospel, everybody, and it is good news. And we welcome you to our 1st of December edition of Basic Gospel, and we would love for you to join us by phone. Some of you already are. We'd love for the rest of you to join us as well. That number is 844-322-2742. Bob Christopher, Richard Pfeiffer are here. My name is Bob Davis, and again, we want to thank you for joining us. Again, the toll-free number, 844-322-2742.
Well, by the way, guys, you know I am not in the studio with you. I'm actually down in Waco, Texas at our affiliate station, KBBW,
yes.
Broadcasting from their studios. Certainly want to thank the wonderful people here at KBBW, Ryan and Steve and all the rest of the gang who have partnered with us for almost 30 years. It may be even longer than that, to bring the good news to the Waco area, to Austin, to Temple, all the way up to Dallas. And it's a real honor and privilege to be here and to see these guys in person and to be able to thank them for the partnership. So
absolutely.
I am in Waco, yes. And you guys are in Lewisville, Texas, and technology just brings us together the way the gospel message brings us together in the love of Christ Jesus. Well, guys, let's start today out in Sacramento, California, and talk with Michael. Listening to us on our great affiliate out there. Hi, Michael.
Hi there, sir.
Welcome to Basic Gospel. How can we help you today?
Today, I find out about the evolution study that you've been mentioned. And I know that there are too many of the young ones, they don't have that opportunity to listen for a compliment of the Book of God. And that's why I call. I'd like to see if I can help that with the young one growing up and misleading from the Book of God for the evolution for the monkey and all those apes.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you, Michael. So, you know, it's an interesting topic, isn't it, Richard, as far as bringing truth about God, his creation power, the fact that he originated all that we see, and in Christ all things hold together. And that truth is being undermined in schools and all sorts of places, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And there's really no reason for it. I just read an article about a week ago by an astrophysicist who grew up atheist, but the more she studied astrophysics, the more questions she had. And when she turned to the Bible, somebody just pointed her there, you know, one of those chance meetings, somebody pointed her at the Bible. And her point of view now is that what we are discovering in science was described absolutely accurately in the Bible all along. It's that science is catching up with the Bible rather than disproving the Bible. And there are more honest scientists than you might know who have that point of view. The issue, of course, is not really education. The issue is politics. And when you have various factions going back and forth trying to control textbooks and trying to control who teaches what to whom, you're going to get these kind of problems. And so the way we approached it at our house, and I think that this goes for most of the people who work here, we talked to our own kids about this stuff. We tried to inform ourselves. We tried to pick schools that we thought would teach what we wanted taught, but we still had to, as parents, be in charge of their education. And so we didn't find it that difficult to overcome anything we thought questionable in the way that the kids were being taught, and I think that's one of the things that the Holy Spirit enables in a Christian parent is the kind of discernment to allow you to understand that something is happening in the school, whether it's a church-related school or a public school, doesn't matter, and help you deal with that situation up front and to bring the truth of the gospel to bear on the topic. And evolution is no different.
Yes, indeed. Well, Michael, we sure appreciate your call, and thank you for bringing such an important topic to the broadcast today. We certainly appreciate that.
Yes, indeed.
Let's go to Gwen in Glen Heights, Texas, listening to us on The Word. Hi, Gwen. You're on the air.
Hi. How are you guys?
We're doing well, Gwen. How are you today?
I am struggling. I have been going through some tough times. I'm at a job that I'm not excelling in, and I'm a contract employee, and I don't have benefits, and I ended up losing my apartment, and I'm living with someone right now, and it's a tough time for me, and I'm trying to be positive, but I'm having a really hard time feeling a connection with God. Like, where is he? And is he hearing my cries and what I can do to feel a connection to him so that I can feel better about my situation, because I know it could be a lot worse, and people are worse off than I am. And I understand all that, but this is just how I'm feeling.
Well, Gwen, as far as feeling a connection to God, sometimes that feeling is not going to be there for us, especially when we're going through difficult circumstances. Because when we go through those difficult circumstances, you know, our focus is really on the difficult circumstance, and our emotions respond to what's going on in our lives, and therefore we don't feel that connection to God, or we don't feel very close. But that doesn't change truth. And the truth is this, Gwen, and I think you've come to know Christ personally, have received him into your heart. Is that correct?
This is true.
Okay. So if you've received him into your heart, where is he? He's in your heart, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Yes. So the Bible says this, that the mystery that Paul was to tell the Gentiles was this: Christ in you, the hope of glory. So when you receive Christ, Christ sends his Spirit to take up residence in you. So Christ is fully alive in you. Now, when you look at that, you'd have to say, hey, you're pretty close to God, aren't you? I mean, you can't get much closer than having him alive living in you. So what you have to do, instead of trying to look for a feeling of being close to God, is to stand on the truth that Christ is close to you, so close that he's alive living inside of you. And his Spirit will renew your mind and teach you truth that can set you free and enable you to walk through these difficult circumstances of life. So the issue, Gwen, is not so much a feeling, it's recognizing truth and taking a stand on that truth regardless of how you feel. You know, that's part of growing up, isn't it? When you have to look at life as an adult rationally and make decisions rationally, not based on what you may be feeling or not feeling. And that's the sign of maturity, isn't it? And as we grow in Christ, a sign of maturity is coming to that point where we can stand on truth regardless of the circumstances that we may be going through and regardless of the feelings that we may or may not have. So you can't get any closer to God than where what you are right now at this moment. If you're in Christ, and I know you have received the Lord into your heart, then Christ is in you, his presence is with you, and let that truth give you hope, because that's what you need, isn't it?
Right. I need a lot of hope. I get stuck and stagnant, and I am just stuck, and I don't want to be stuck, because I have so much to be grateful for, but it's a struggle. Yeah.
Well, your hope is Jesus, Christ in you, the hope of glory. He's with you, and because he's with you, he's bigger than any circumstance that you're going through. He's bigger than any problem that you're going to have or that you may be having right now. And so you can trust him. You can thank him. And as you start doing that, trusting and thanking, then I think you will start seeing this problem or this circumstance from God's perspective, and you will gain the wisdom that you need to navigate it, to come to the end of it, recognizing that God was the very one that opened up the path for you to walk to get to the other side.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes, I need to just stand on the word and have hope and believe that God is for me.
Yeah. Well, Gwen, can you do this for me right now? Can you say, you know, with an open mouth, Lord Jesus, I thank you that you're fully alive and living inside of me.
Lord Jesus, I thank you that you're fully alive and living inside of me.
Now you cling to that truth, okay?
I will. Thank you for the feedback. I appreciate it.
You're so welcome, Gwen. And, you know, we're right and you're close by where you live. If you ever need to reach out to us, please do. And we can certainly put you on hold. And okay?
I will.
Thank you, Gwen.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you,
okay.
Gwen.
Bye-bye.
You hang on.
Very much. Well, friends, we just sent out to many of you a brochure outlining a 3-year plan to get the word out, and I think Gwen's call just points up the importance of doing just exactly that. We want to take just a few minutes at this point to discuss that 3-year plan and talk about why it's so vitally important that Basic Gospel continues to connect people to the forgiveness and life of Jesus Christ, and how those of you whose lives have been touched by the love and grace of God can get involved and come alongside of us and partner with us. It's an exciting plan, and Bob, let's get into the details of that 3-year plan.
Well, thanks, Bob. I've really been looking forward to this day to talk about what God has placed on our hearts on how to get this Word of God out into the lives of people, just like Gwen, who are wrestling, struggling with feeling the very presence of God. And we have chosen to reach out to people through media, through radio, through video, through internet, through resources. And we find these are such powerful tools to connect people to the love of God. You know, we live in a world where confusion is ruling and reigning, and people need the simplicity of the gospel. And oftentimes they're embarrassed or too afraid to go to churches to find answers, because they feel like they have to be something that they're not. They can't really be open and honest. But when it comes to tuning into a radio broadcast, they can just lay bare their hearts and put the truth out on the table and say, Lord, here's where I am. Is there an answer? Is there a solution? And for 30 years, Basic Gospel has been there to provide those answers. And over the next 3 years, we want to expand our outreach. And to do so, we need folks to come alongside of us. I was just visiting today with one of the kindest, most sincere, genuine people I've ever met, a physician here in Waco, Texas, Dr. Ed Lee. And he has been standing with us for so many years to help get this word out. Why? Because the word made a difference in his life. And so we've put together this plan. It's a plan to help us get the word out so more desperately needy people can connect with Jesus. And we've summed up the strategy of this plan in our tagline, Hear It, Believe It, Live It. Folks need to hear what the gospel message really is, and that's why we focus on this gospel day in and day out, helping people to recognize the importance and meaning of Christ's death, burial, and resurrection. And then we challenge them to really believe that. Do you believe that Christ took away your sins once and for all? Do you believe that he is alive today and is living in you? Do you believe that you have been named a child of God, that Christ will never leave you nor forsake you? Have those truths become real in your heart? And then once they're there, to push them out into day-to-day life, the live it aspect. And this is an incredible process of transformation, a discipleship process built upon the freeing words of Galatians 2:20. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. So when somebody calls the broadcast, when somebody connects with us through any of our outreaches, our hope and prayer for that person is to live fully alive in Jesus and fully controlled by the indwelling Holy Spirit. And so we've put a 3-year plan together to help us do that, and we're going to need people to stand with us. We're looking specifically for 578 people that can give to our program over the next 3 years and help us connect as many people as possible to the love and life of Jesus Christ. If that's a goal that you want your gifts to accomplish, then I encourage you and challenge you to come and stand with us. Be a basic gospel partner. Help us get the word out so that others can go free in Christ Jesus.
It's a well-known phrase, get the word out, and of course it takes on new meaning and a new sense of urgency as spiritual darkness grows literally ever more rapidly and visibly around us, so very, very visibly of late, of course. You know, this world crumbles around so many people, and they're searching for meaning. They yearn for hope. They know that there must be more. And yet you and I know that there's just one answer to what they're looking for, and his name is Jesus, the Word made flesh. Friends, that's why we must get the word out, and with your help, we can. Your partnership, your prayers and support will empower Basic Gospel to get the word out to a willing and hurting world. So please prayerfully consider the opportunities God's putting before us. And what we've been talking about, if the Holy Spirit is tugging at your heart, your spirit, be a part of this. Come join with us, friends. Join us on this most vital journey. You can start today at basicgospel.net, and all you need to do is click that huge link right on the front page there, Get the Word Out. That's Get the Word Out at basicgospel.net. Or during Central Time office hours, you can speak with our operator. That number is 844-412-2742. Again, 844-412-2742. Bob and Richard, it's an exciting prospect we look forward to, and we hope that many, many of our listeners will join us in this.
Yes, indeed. We certainly do, and we'll be talking more about this tomorrow and on Thursday's broadcast, yes. And then we will continually talk about it over the next 3 years, how this plan is working, how you are making an incredible impact. So we're excited to see what the Lord's going to do through all this.
And, yes, indeed.
And getting the word out, that's what's so desperately needed in our times that we're living in right now.
Yeah.
Well, guys, let's quickly go to Eugene, Oregon, and talk with Mike listening to us on KORE. Hi, Mike. Welcome to Basic Gospel.
Thank you. This is my second time calling. I just wanted to comment on your comments to Gwen that you're right on target, and especially for people. I am such a touchy-feely person. It has taken me like 38 years. I've been saved for 42, but 38 years to come to realize I've been listening to the wrong voice. And most of the time it's the devil, because he shoots those firing darts to bring discouragement and sadness. And for over 3 years now, I have had nothing but such great peace, because I know I don't have to listen to the wrong thoughts that I get, if you know what I mean.
I know exactly what you mean, yes. Mike. And, you know, it's wonderful to know that Christ is alive living inside of us. And in this noise of the world, we have the strongest voice inside of us encouraging us to stand firm on truth. The fact that our sins have been forgiven, that nothing can separate us from the love of God. And as we stand in that truth, we experience a freedom, and we experience a way of life that transcends our emotions. Joy is something that is so much deeper than happiness.
Yeah.
Peace is something that is so much deeper than just
You
know, quietness in this world. And that's what we experience as we learn to listen to Christ Jesus and stand firm on his truth. Well, Mike, thank you so much for your call today. We certainly appreciate the fact that God has placed you on that solid rock called Jesus.
Yes, indeed. Friends, as we close the broadcast, let me remind you very quickly also that our Thanksgiving sale continues to run through this Sunday, December 6th. Your entire order will be automatically discounted by 20%. Of course, Bob Christopher's book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, is a fantastic outreach tool. And as one reviewer said, it's a great tool for new believers, for skeptics, and longtime Christians who may just be going through the motions, as well as anyone looking for a deeper understanding of the simple gospel. You can make an eternal impact in the lives of those God puts in your path by simply giving them this beautiful book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, and then being able to share it, how it's impacted your own life. A great time to stock up on Bob's book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace. Of course, as I said, we've already discounted the book in quantities of 10, 30, and 60, but you can save an additional 20% through Sunday, December 6th, at our Thanksgiving sale. All you need to do is go to SimpleGospelSimplyGrace.com or call 844-412-2742 during Central Time office hours. Again, SimpleGospelSimplyGrace.com or 844-412-2742. Well, that's our broadcast for today, everybody. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll be back for another edition tomorrow, so join Richard, Bob, and me then, and we'll see you. Bye-bye.